Almost halfway home through our countdown to camp series. Hope all of you had a very happy 4th of July holiday back here at the Broncos Indoor Practice Facility with KOA's Andy Lindahl and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Going to stick with the defense here for another segment and talk about the secondary and the role they're going to play this season. We've heard plenty about aggression, how it will be a little bit different. These guys will be asked to play man, and they've seemed excited about it all offseason when we talked to them on the podium, Phil. Everyone is just on board when it talks about what they're going to be asked to do this season.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know how good the secondary is, maybe one of the best in the NFL with the three Pro Bowlers last year. And you have guys like Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib can just kind of lock down on their guy, and then you add in a Bradley Roby. So we know what the outside can do, and then T.J. Ward, Pro Bowl last year. And then you add in a guy like maybe Darian Stewart, who thinks that he's got that other safety spot locked down, and it seems like they're kind of just excited about getting into this Wade Phillips defense.
When it's do what they do best, we've heard that with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, but that's going to be the same for the corners, right? These guys, they play man. Let them play man. Let them do that. Look at the quarterbacks we play this year, Andy. That's the first thing I look at when the schedule comes out. What quarterbacks are you going to play against? Week one, Joe Flacco, he's won a Super Bowl. So you're going to see some good quarterbacks right away. They're going to be tested right away.
We might be calling this the MVP tour by the end of the year with all the quarterbacks that they face. But what I think, the change that I think the Broncos are looking for out of this group, they can all cover. Kayvon Webster can cover. Chris Harris can cover. Aqib Talib can cover. Bradley Roby proved he can cover. They need interceptions. They need turnovers. With the kind of pressure that I think Wade Phillips wants to create on the passers, and with that lineup of quarterbacks that you referred to, Chris, you're going to have to get some interceptions. You need some short fields for this offense. Whether it's through the kicking game or the secondary turning the ball over, maybe you pick up some fumbles in the front seven. But it'd be great to see these guys get their hands on the football. Aqib Talib showed he's got return ability. Chris Harris has got return ability. Look for Doss, the kid that was the second day pick. He's another kid that's known. He's a later round pick, but very sticky hands, very good at getting interceptions. A little bit undersized, but think about Tyrone Poole, a guy of that ilk, who always seems to make plays, and usually that play is coming up with an interception. So if this group can get heavy interception numbers, I think it could be a very successful defense.
These are impact plays you're talking about from athletic outside corners who can go out and do what they've been doing for years, right? And that helps out, as you touched on offense, learning something so much new. I think that can go a long way, especially early in the year.
Well, fellas, we know this. They've got to find a way to get them some shorter fields. Whether, again, that's through the return game, specifically the punt return game, and flipping field position and getting the ball out and starting a drive, maybe in your own 40, at the 50, inside opponent's territory. But a better way to do that is very simply get turnovers, specifically interceptions for this group, and let the offense have an easy drive. Let them have a short field to work with. And don't be looking to always have to have a 10-play drive in order to score.
And one thing that might help with some of these turnovers is the fact that these guys all played together last year.
That's
and
right.
They'll be back for a second year pretty much all together. You know, with you talk about Roby in his second year, you talk about T.J. Ward and Aqib Talib joining the team. They're back for that second year, so maybe their communication is a little bit stronger, allows them to kind of maybe break off their guy a little bit and make that interception.
Yeah, they've said all offseason that they've spent so much time working on just that and technique. The technique, which I know sounds cliche, it sounds like what players and coaches just say when they stand on the podium, but these guys are connecting it from working on it to how it's impacting how they work together during team and 7-on-7, which is a big deal. It's one thing when they're out here by themselves. It's completely different when they're in a loud stadium full of 70,000 people cheering. That's great. That's the secondary. We are now halfway home through looking at the top 10 storylines heading in to training camp. Andy Lindahl, he's going to stay around with us for one more. You'll catch that in just a few days. For Andy and Phil, I'm Chris.